It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Go. Top 4 of 4 brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Schedule your free smile consultation online today at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Top story this afternoon, Tennessee Athletics Director Philip Fulmer testing positive for the coronavirus. He is self-isolating, according to a tweet he posted earlier today. Coach Fulmer, 70 years old, says he's, quote, feeling fine and is asymptomatic. He said he initially tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday and that a second test confirmed the diagnosis. Coach Fulmer working from home for the foreseeable future. Tennessee, of course, taking on Auburn tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on ESPN.
I'm extremely concerned, Russell.
About Coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's asymptomatic so far. I mean, it's
I feel like we should send him something, like a fruit basket or something.
I don't think we should send him anything. I think he's okay.
Okay.
I think he's all right. Meanwhile, number two, Pitt and Virginia Tech will be outfitted with face coverings on the field as well as on the sideline tomorrow in accordance with Pennsylvania's new coronavirus safety guidelines. In a statement issued today, Pitt said, quote, in alignment with the recent guidance from state officials regarding the current health climate, Pitt's football team will appropriately be outfitted for Saturday's game with face coverings to use on the field and on the sidelines. So, are they going to be wearing, like, the gaiters, I guess, underneath?
I don't know. Are they wearing gaiters? Or are they wearing the like Oakley shield. Face shield? I don't know.
Let's see. Just trying to read through here real quick.
I mean, if they're just wearing the gaiter or something like they wear for those cold weather games, I don't see what the big deal would be.
Penn State will host Iowa tomorrow, and they said that they believe they fall under an exception. Both the Steelers and Eagles are on the road this week, so does not apply to them. I mean, very strange. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the New Orleans Saints will start Taysom Hill at quarterback ahead of Jameis Winston. Thought we were going to have a Jameis party on Sunday. They're going to start Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
I think that Sean Payton's a really good coach, and he wants to win. Taysom Hill gives you a better chance to win than Jameis Winston does.
Well, a source told ESPN's Diana Rossini that Winston will not be a part of any offensive packages unless needed because of injury. So he's not banged up. Very strange.
Why is it strange?
Because, I mean, Taysom Hill is Tim Tebow, right? I mean, that's a very limited offensive package. He's not going to run the Drew Brees offense out there. It's the NFL. It's not college football in Kentucky throwing Lynn Bowden back there for a game or two to run the wishbone. Well,
they must have more faith in Hill than they do.
Yeah, no, I mean,
famous Jameis.
It is not one to stick up for Jameis Winston as a football player by any means, but I figured they would start him. Number four, the Raptors in the NBA will start next NBA season in Tampa. Because of travel restrictions the Canadian government has put in place stemming from the pandemic. So there's the Tampa Bay Raptors for at least the beginning of next season. How does that, you know, the professional athletes always hate playing in Canada because the taxes are so much higher. Do they get to establish residence? Do they get to take advantage of the...
I would imagine that the NBA players are have accountants and lawyers working on that.
Figure out a way to...
Heck yeah.
Get around that income tax for a couple of months. All right, there you have it. The top four at four. It's brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. You check them out once again online at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Don't put off your dental visits in 2020. Head on over to Knoxville Smiles. Let them take care of you. Safety and cleanliness is their number one priority. They to go through all sorts of extra measures to keep you and your family safe. And as you hear Dr. Malone say on the station all the time, there's not been one documented confirmed case of virus transmission inside a dental office. So you are more than safe inside Knoxville Smiles. Call 539-1776 to set up your appointment. That's 865-539-1776. Or again, just go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Our phone number, if you want to hop on the drive, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil.
LA, what's going on?
How you and Brian doing?
Man, my head is still spinning from our talk with Brian Stultz there in the first hour and basically saying, look, there's no hurdles to Hugh Freeze coaching in the SEC. He wants back in the league. The league has told him he's welcome back in the league. And he wants that. Now, Brian did not say this. I'm saying this based on things I've heard. He wants the Tennessee job. If he doesn't get the Tennessee job, he would like to have the South Carolina job, the Auburn job. He wants back in the SEC. He's going to be in the back in the SEC, Phil. And I'm just wondering if we're going to have the common sense to do the right thing around here.
I doubt it, but I hope we do. But it remains to be seen. We've only made two good decisions in football in my lifetime, and we haven't made one in a while, and football worth a while.
But we've made three bad head coaching hires in a row. We're due.
Yeah.
We're due
for some good luck
to make a good one.
But tomorrow, I could care less. Go Auburn. So I can say, let's get Pruitt out of town as quick as possible. So the voluntary reaction will be more fun to watch Davy Hutson get run. Or hear it, I mean. Excuse me.
It's sad to see you there. I understand where you're coming from. We'll see. I think that Tennessee, if they don't come out and do something in the first quarter, I could see it getting ugly tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Patrick Nix plays better at home than does on the road.
Well, a lot of guys do.
Gilmore plays bad at home and on the road, so, you know. But I'll give you a little Idaho story, Mr. Basketball. Barry, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Tony's VIP? He used to be down in West Knoxville.
I remember it from when I was a little kid. We're not far from, as the crow flies, from where it was right now.
Yeah, it was a big one of the biggest nightclubs in Knoxville, and me in Idaho and a famous former caller, WC, went down there for a New Year's Eve celebration, and it was as funny as it could be.
Mr. Basketball and the caller WC and Phil.
Now, what is this place, Tony's? Is this a gentleman's club?
No.
It's
Market Mac Bar.
They had dance floors, and it was huge. I think it went bankrupt, after a few years. But it was the good old day. He was a legend at the downtown YMCA. He's got a trophy, Idaho MVP, Mr. Basketball.
I just love those, the big, foil rings and stuff he would have on. Yeah.
He got all kinds of rings, yeah. And he claims he played against Bernard King when he lived in New York. So I don't know if that's true or not, but you need to ask him about it the same. But I went last night to watch Catholic play, and B.J. Edwards, Blue Kane, and N.J. Tomba are as good as advertised.
Oh, boy. Are we going to get updates after every Catholic basketball game this year, Phil?
I hope so. Phil, what was it? Give us a box score on it.
They're the best program in Knoxville, regardless of any sport.
True. So what was the final score?
They won by about 30, 40. I mean, they played a team that was in sub-state last year, so Cosby. So, of course, they'll have the big boys tomorrow, Hamilton Heights, so. That's big boy basketball. Who's West going to play tonight, baby?
Is that game? I'm sorry?
Who's West playing tonight?
Oh, yeah, the Oak Ridge Wildcats. Diamond Dave Cleary.
That'll be a good game. Go Oak Ridge.
Revenge.
What do you say?
I think it's a go Irish or something.
The only good thing that ever came out of Oak Ridge, besides those two atom bombs, was Big Ed's Pizza. And you know it.
What about?
Yeah, that's right. You heard it. You heard it.
What about Jerry Colquitt?
Said it.
Okay. Dino, Jeff Henderson, Fab Five Freddy,
Sean Summers. Okay. The thing, we're not including people. The people are fine. Love all the Oak Ridgeans, but there's a reason they're trying to get out of there.
T. Higgins.
You wake up with a sixth finger growing off the side of your hand out there. Drink the water too much. Oak Ridge at Knoxville at West. What South time? Doyle at playoff game starts 7. South Doyle at Central. And I believe those two teams. So we'll be talking about West and Central next week for a trip to state.
You and Roger going to be able to get along?
Sure. I'm a pretty laid back, easy to get along with guy.
Roger likes to talk smack when it comes to Central.
So Maryville is hosting
Dobbins Bennett,
Kingsport DB, after the controversial thing with McMinn County down there last week, huh?
Big Josh wasn't very optimistic about his DB.
No. I think they've had a nice year, but I believe it's coming to an end for them this evening.
Yeah.
Who's Catholic half?
We play Hamilton Heights tomorrow.
Why are y'all playing tomorrow?
Because we're a basketball school.
Oh, you're not playing football?
No.
What happened?
The Rona.
Let's get DR Ball in here. Good afternoon, DR Ball. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. I guess I'm pulling for Auburn just to win out this year. You're right. I can't think of them having Bruce Pearl and Hugh Freeze. That'd just be unbearable for me.
I mean, we at least I guess we would have Deacon Barnes, but Bruce Pearl owns him. I mean, it would be a terrible. I don't know, man. Why should they get to have all the fun? You know.
Exactly. They'd have a basketball and a football coach that wanted to be at Tennessee. That would just suck, and they'd beat our brains in.
I mean, can we just have a little bit of fun? I guess we are having that with basketball, but in football, just a little bit of fun. It's all we want. When was the last time we really, really had fun in Tennessee football? I guess for a brief fleeting moment in 2016 when we were 5-0. Headed down to Texas A&M. I guess that was pretty fun, right? But even that brief taste of the big time pales in comparison to what we experienced regularly back in the 1990s.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most success I've ever experienced as a Tennessee football fan, to be honest with you. I wanted to go over the Desmond Oliver interview, man. That was awesome. Awesome job. I wish y'all get him on weekly. But did he not seem, I tweeted this to Trey, did it not seem like he was trying to send his team a message that we need a leader on that team?
Yeah, that was an interesting, and he's, you know, because I asked him, I was like, look, does it have to be Pons and Fulkerson, your seniors? And he said, he pretty much said, yeah. You know, he said it's not fair. Like, Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer are going to have so much on their plate. The expectations around those guys so high coming in the first. Like, all the other stuff, the intangible stuff, the rah-rah stuff, that has to come from those guys. That's a good observation, D.R. Ball. I do think it sounded like he was throwing down a challenge to the upperclassmen.
Yeah, and how confident are we that they'll do that? I mean, Pond, I mean, he doesn't seem like a leader. And, I mean, Fulkerson, do you think he – could be. I mean, he's in that role. I mean, he's definitely got the ability. You know, usually your leader is a pretty good basketball player, and obviously he's a baller.
Yeah, I don't think either of those guys are going to be like an Admiral Schofield type where, you know, really take command, like when everybody kind of shuts up. But I think that there's varying degrees of leadership where, you know, I would imagine Fulkerson and Pons will be able to speak up when they need to. But it is going to be an interesting thing to watch is where does the ball go? If we're in a tight game, say Gonzaga, it's coming down to the wire, like who gets the last shot? Are we going inside to Fulke, or are we going to let Keon Johnson do his thing? I kind of think it might go to one of the freshmen right now, but I suppose time will tell.
Yeah, and you know, guys, I remember that being our biggest complaint from that team 2 years ago. We loved them, but there was no depth because we only played like 7 guys in the tournament. I love what he said about all 13 guys could start in the anywhere in the country, and that gets me excited for the season.
Oh man, it's going to be super fun. Starts next week. D.R. Ball, thanks, man. Anything else?
Nothing, guys. I'm pulling for Liberty to win, and I'm pulling for whatever it takes to get Hugh Freeze. Thanks, guys.
Our guy D.R. Ball, man, he's so far down the road.
Yeah.
You think I'm bad? I mean, he's
yeah.
Like I'm trying not to. My hopes are up, but I'm also. I don't want to say pessimistic about it, but
the Freezeites are. You guys are
please,
like
Freezians.
Freezians, branch Freezians. Y'all are about that crazy. You guys are hoping Tennessee loses out so that we'll fire a coach.
Hey, it's not a cult, by the way, until Hugh Freeze buys a bunch of land in Montana and starts stockpiling firearms. But anyway, go ahead.
Lost my train of thought. I mean, you guys are actively rooting him, against the team. And there's
I'm
no
not.
Guarantee.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking
there's
that
no
step.
Guarantee that we lose out.
Yep.
That there well, would be a coaching change.
Well, that's the frustrating thing. That element of the unknown. I mean, look, if we were in South Carolina's situation, no way, I kind of envy them. At least they know that they've run their guy. And we've got Bald Muschamp, and he's a year behind, right? So
year two.
Two, yeah. And so, but at least from South Carolina, they know their guys, and they can live in their hopes and not their fears. We're still a significant of Tennessee fans just living in their fears right now that we're going to let this tremendous opportunity pass us by. Quick timeout. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in here, the G3 Help Me Hotline is wide open for you. 546-8200. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Terrapin Beer Company, proudly pouring a unique variety of beers in Knoxville since 2009. Whether you're taking Terrapin to your tailgate, couchgate, or celebrating responsibly at your local bar or restaurant, Terrapin Beer Company has a beer for you. Try their flagship beer, the Terrapin Hopsecutioner, a 7.3% killer IPA. If you're in the mood for something a little more tropical, try the Luau Crunkles IPA. Or for a lighter way to IPA, grab a 99-calorie Recreation Ale. And you can take Terrapin to your tailgate with the IPA Survival Kit Variety 12-pack. Check out TerrapinBeer.com to locate a Terrapin beer near you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Malone at Knoxville Smiles. Did you?
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio coming to you live this afternoon at Food City, right across from Westtown Mall, Morrell Road, presented by our friends at Terrapin Beer Company. We have a socially distanced cooler giveaway. It's an Engel cooler, man. It's heavy duty, pretty good cooler. Come by. All you have to do, you download the Terrapin Beer Company app, which is free, and then you scan that. What do you call those things again, Bear?
QR code.
QR code. You scan that, and boom, you are registered to win. I mean, that's a $100 cooler, if not more. I mean, it's a nice, it'll keep your beverages cold for a long time.
Yeah.
So come on out here and get registered for this bad boy.
It's orange.
It is orange. I buried the lead there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Come on out and get you this thing, buddy.
Yeah. And it's personalized. The Terrapin Beer logo on it.
Very, very cool. The crab pick of the week. Get your score prediction in for the Vols and Auburn. Closest prediction wins gift cards from Crab Cleaners.
And, was over there last week, Russ.
Yeah, you got your dry cleaning down there?
Yep. Got all my winter comforters are just pristine.
You know, I mean, there's something about a freshly laundered whatever, you know, shirt and collars nice and crisp.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's just it's good stuff.
Yeah.
And Qdoba of Knoxville, and they give you a gift card, too. So our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheDriveWithRussellSmith. Very easy to find. Like us there if you haven't already. And give us your score prediction, Vols and Auburn. And you could win fabulous gifts and prizes from Crown Cleaners and Qdoba. 865-546-8200 is our number. If you want to get on board with us, yesterday we put the poll in the field. Less than 10% of the 400 or 500 people responded and said they're excited about the game tomorrow.
Huh.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Can't say I'm surprised. Now, I think 50% just responded, meh. And then 40% said they were dreading it.
I voted meh.
That's kind of how that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not dreading it. I mean, it's
no.
Look, I mean, no, we're not playing for anything this year. It's not like we're going to win a championship. Like, we know that. So,
when was the last time I dreaded a game?
I've never dreaded a UT football game.
I don't know, man. The end of that Butch tenure.
Got a little ugly?
Yeah.
I wasn't dreading it. I was just, I wanted it to be over. Like,
I was a little ashamed, a little embarrassed of how gleeful we were at ripping poor Butch.
Are you ashamed at how? I'm not gleeful about ripping Butch. I'm not gleeful about ripping this guy. It just has to be done. It's just, we're paid to give our opinions and pontificate.
I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, man.
I mean, fourth and four, down 11 with 4.5 minutes or whatever it was to go, and you go for it. What a clown. I don't feel bad about this at all. He brought this on himself.
To me, that was the moment of no return.
That one? That was mine.
Not kicking that field goal.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what are you doing? It wasn't that his kicker leg was sore, that he thought he was too close. He froze up in the moment. He couldn't make the simple call, the right call, to extend the game. He didn't think about it, man. He was too slow. That's what happened. And I'm not going to jump on him for lying about it because it's embarrassing. I probably would lie, too, and make up some story about my kicker's leg being tired.
You absolutely would have. But I would have lied for you.
No, that's fine. But the bottom line is, that's even Butch would have kicked that field goal, man. It's just, that's coaching malpractice. You can't have that, dude. It's a fireable offense as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I mean, a grasshopper coach over here on the fields over there, John Tarleton would have kicked a field goal there.
I mean, if Nick Saban did that, I would say they ought to fire him. It's just, you don't do that. It's, for me, that was...
The only thing with Saban is he's usually got the defense to hold. And up until this year, his kicking has stunk badly, but he's finally got a kicker now.
So the excitement level for this game tomorrow night is,
it's a UT football game. I'm gonna enjoy it, man. Win or lose, because if we win, it's gonna be fun to get a win over Auburn. I hate them. If we lose, it's gonna be fun because I'm gonna probably hop on voluntary reaction with you and the boys, and we're gonna burn it down. We're going to talk it out. I'll probably have to listen to, you know, Hugh Freeze.
Is the best group therapy you could possibly get. I mean, you spend hundreds of dollars to go get that kind of professional medical care from a shrink with a bunch of degrees on his wall. Or you can listen to us for free tomorrow night for a couple of hours.
No, listen, you call and in and participate.
And you'll feel so much better.
Talk to Dr. Russell.
I always do. I always feel so much better afterwards. I'm looking forward to that tomorrow as well.
I think it helps a weekly show because we can go ahead and get the venom all out.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. Like, it has made like Overreaction Monday. I'm gonna have to like lean into it a little bit more because I feel like I get some of my overreaction out on Saturday, but there's usually enough left over, so we'll do that again tomorrow. Yeah. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. And
sun's starting to set out here in West Knoxville.
That's why I brought this big jacket.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get chilly here with that sun.
The temperature's going to drop between like now and 6 when we get off.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be chilly. That's why I wore a windbreaker.
It's going to be quite cold. We can talk about the excitement level here. By the way, 5 things coming up after the top 5 and 5.
Why are you still doing the 5 things, bro?
It was hard, dude. It was really hard. What 5 things I want to see? Number one.
Tennessee lose.
The game. Well, No, I don't want to see that, Bear.
No, I know. Sorry.
You want to see that.
Sorry. No, I don't. No,
that was
I don't.
A Freudian slip. You just...
No.
Yeah, you do.
Are you going to hit all your cliches?
There, you're there with you, with Jamie and Phil and the rest of the Mega Balls.
No,
you want
I'm
them
not.
To lose. You're pulling against your team, bro. Just admit it.
I'm not.
Just admit it. Why can't you admit it, coward? Mm-hmm. I know you.
No, I'm not pulling against them anymore.
What did the guys on the Volnux board say about you them warping your mind on the show publicly yesterday.
They didn't notice. They didn't notice.
They don't listen?
I don't think some of them do.
Sad.
Cousin Eddie does.
Sad.
Vulcan's on there. Your boy.
Yeah,
your daddy.
It was hard, man. It was hard to come up with the five things. Like,
if you play a clean game,
it's not. That's not on there.
Really?
No, I've given up on that. We're not going to play. Of course, I'd like to see that, but it's just not going to happen.
Stop the slant.
This coach incapable of putting together a
clean game.
Stop the slant. I like that.
Stop the slant pass.
That's not going to happen either.
What about tackle? Tackle guys that are carrying the football. That's a good one for these guys.
I mean, how many of those slants?
If you're the safety, don't let anybody get behind you. That seems like a fairly simple thing to tell a defensive back. Look, don't anybody get behind you.
How many slants do you think that Bo Nix guy is going to hit on us tomorrow night?
At least 20. And they're so poorly coached.
And we kicked Schamberger off the team, man. Like, he was in the doghouse. They made such a big deal of his storyline. It's like, you know, Carolina lit us up with that, and Missouri hit a few on us. It's like, okay, well, Schamberger's back for Georgia. He's a veteran at that position. Like, he's going to stay. We got worse, man. Georgia, that stiff they got down there, what's his face? Stetson Howell Bennett, the third Esquire.
Yeah.
Like, he roasted us on that
and
play.
He can't see over the, you know, I mean, he has to sit on a phone book.
Oh,
he's
like
driving.
Little Mac from Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. I don't know. I had one of my buddies. I mean, he's coached several different high schools. He played college ball. He's coached at the collegiate level. Could have been on Cutcliffe's staff a couple of times. And they, he just pilloried our defensive staff and how poorly coached our DBs are. I mean, just took them to task about it.
So Theo Jackson will start there. They say, I hate it for the guys like Trey that just want to cover a football team, you know. And Trey's talking about, well, they're going to, you know, you're going to see Theo Jackson back there. They're going to play the young guys. We're going to play the young guys and all that stuff.
He ain't playing no young guys.
And shout out to DJ Loop. You know, DJ Loop is slim down, man.
Yeah, but
you
know how I recognize him?
He's got bright red hair.
No, he's got like cannonballs attached to the back of his legs where his calves are. He's got like the biggest calves I've ever seen in my life.
What are you doing looking at my guy's legs like that, dude? That's kind of weird.
He's standing right in front of me, and he's like, you know, 5'7". I was just looking at him. He's wearing shorts.
Checking out his legs. DJ Loop's got nice legs. Okay.
Cool. Looks like a guard.
Strange. Yeah, I just hate it for the folks that just want to cover a football team, just want to watch a football game and everything. That they're talking about, oh, are we going to get Hyatt more involved? Is Weidman going to play all this stuff? And everybody's just like, who cares, you know? It doesn't matter. We all have freshmen that are going to, like, fix this thing. We've got a culture problem, a coaching problem, a preparation problem. Talent, yeah, what Brian Stoltz said in hour number one is true. We are not that talented this year. But it goes so much further beyond that. We're just not a well-coached team. Quick timeout.
No, we're not. Not at all.
The drive continues. 865-546-8200. Back to these phone calls when we continue. Stay with us. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. Russell Bear hanging out with you here. Food City brought to you by our friends at Terrapin Beer Company. Go back to the phones here, and Kevin is next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, what's up? How are you? How are you, Dullards, doing today?
Hey, we're doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Well, guys, I have a theory that is probably just, I don't know, it's one of those things, the later it gets in the week, the more optimistic you get, no matter how worn down and tattered your fanhood is. But I think this game actually means something to Pruitt. And I'm not sure how much success this year is really meant to the guy. Just like I just don't know how bought in he is personally. But I do think that beating Auburn means something to him, as he is a Gump at heart. And I think that we'll be impressed in some moments this game. And I don't think that we're going to win, but I think that it'll be a respectable effort. I think something in the ballpark of like 23-20, you know, something like that, 24-21. You know, maybe they get a late score to make the lead a little bit larger than that. But anyways, I just wanted to hear your thoughts. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that he's highly motivated to win the game. But think about what you just said there, Kevin. I mean, you don't know that he's been bought in and the entire season. That's unacceptable if that's the case. I mean, you can't do that.
Who's not bought in?
Well, Kevin was speculating that Pruitt, he says he just doesn't think he's been all in at different times this season.
Let me tell you, he better damn well be all bought in, because we are paying him handsomely to be all bought in.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there. But I'm guessing Kevin's point was Kevin, are you still there?
He left.
Right, he's left. Because of COVID, like, he's... Oh, you know, it's season doesn't really count. That's unacceptable, man.
Yeah, season like, counts.
It counts. They're keeping score, man. There's a scoreboard. You got a T on the side of your helmet.
Yeah,
it counts.
Can't embarrass us, buddy. And so far, it's been an embarrassment in several games.
Yeah, and I'm not buying that anyway, that he's not been into it. I think he's been trying. I think it has been unfortunate circumstances. I don't think he's adjusted well. And let me tell you, man, COVID has no impact on whether or not you decide to kick the field goal at Arkansas when you're down 11. Had nothing to do with it. Has nothing to do with whether or not Schamberger's ready to play when he comes back, or whether you've got somebody else ready to play at that all-important star position. Has nothing to do with, you know, none of your defensive line guys were contact traced in the preseason, and that unit has been shambolic.
I'll tell you right now, I don't care. It's been long enough down to the season. You have had plenty of time to get one of those quarterbacks prepared
exactly.
To give us a better chance to win a game than the one we've been looking at.
COVID has no impact on that.
Huh.
None.
COVID has zero impact on this nut playing his way onto the hot seat in a year that doesn't matter. It's mind-boggling.
So, I mean, if he's not bought in...
I mean, it's the most Tennessee thing ever, that a coach could, in a throwaway year with every built-in excuse... could somehow navigate his way through it and end up on the hot seat with the fans wanting him fired. Golly, where do we get these guys, Russ?
Well, we get them from Bama. We had our friend Westchester was down here earlier, and he was talking
about... Who is he sheeping for?
He's talking about Neil Brown at West Virginia. He's another Bammers. He's another Bama guy.
I don't want any more Bammers.
I don't know if he's a University of Alabama guy, but he's from Alabama and was at Troy and all that stuff. Like,
No,
he can't.
No.
And it's a shame to say that, because it shouldn't be that way, but it's more about the Saban tree. Like, we just...
The Saban tree bears no fruit.
Well, that's not true. I mean, Jimbo Fisher, Kirby Smart have obviously done...
Kirby Smart got handed the keys to a Lamborghini.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Nice.
And Jimbo Fisher did win one at Florida State, and then he left that. I don't know if you've read that ESPN article about Florida State and the pit they're in.
Okay.
But he destroyed that program.
Let's. I mean, it's not like Texas A&M isn't very good this year, and he won a national championship. I mean, if you all want to pretend like Jimbo Fisher can't coach, you go ahead. But, I mean, I would just cut off my right arm to have Jimbo Fisher coaching our program right about now.
I wouldn't want him. No, thank you. I'd take the right reverend before I'd take Jimbo. You think I'm kidding?
I just think you haven't thought this through very well.
Oh, I've thought it through. I thought it long and hard about it.
For about half a second now as the words were coming out of your mouth?
No, I've never liked... I've always thought Jimbo Fisher was a fraud.
Well, what's his winning percentage, dude? He recruits at a high level. He's won a national championship. He's got Texas A&M having their best season in forever.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you can grab one of those.
Florida State was really good when he was there. He leaves. They've fallen apart, and it's his fault, even though he's doing well again. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
He didn't recruit. He pulled a dude.
No, he didn't recruit. No, he's a terrible recruiter.
He had an entire class where he didn't sign an offensive lineman. He did to them What?
Okay, do you think they would be better off right now if he had stayed?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. No. They would be better because they've been awful the past couple of years. Come on, dude.
Because he ruined
You're
it.
Just,
he left it. He left it in a pit, just a wreck in a ditch, dude. And listen, this is one that really gets me. I can't believe you sheep it up for Jumbo as much as you do. You make me sick.
No, who's sheeping it up? I'm just acknowledging the facts.
Yeah, I take Jumbo fishing. No. I'd rather keep Gump.
You would rather have Jeremy Pruitt. Now you're just.
What is wrong with you?
You're wasted right now.
Shut your mouth, Drew Nicholson.
What is wrong with you?
Are you feeling okay? Have you been like, hey, is it like licking doorknobs or something? Like, do you have to take your temperature?
Bama has outscored Jumbo the last 3 years, Russell, 144-48.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't want somebody who doesn't perform well against Alabama. What are you talking about, dude? Just stop.
You know, we keep hitting you with numbers.
Okay, how about one national championship, 3 ACC championships, 4 ACC division championships?
They've only scored 141.
National championship.
He only scored 141, Bama has against us. So Bama's put more points on A&M than us.
Bear, he's 105-33 as a head coach.
Pruitt's 15-16. You really sure about that?
Tell me some more numbers there, Nostradamus.
Great laugh. Shut up.
105-33. Yeah. He can't coach. He's not very good. We wouldn't want a guy like that here.
I've never liked the guy.
Just say that.
I don't like him.
Just say you don't like him. Don't act like he's not like he doesn't have a proven track record of success.
Let's see him win it in the SEC, buddy.
He's 5-1. What do you? I mean,
let's see. He's dodging us right now.
What do you think would have happened last week at Neyland Stadium if he had brought his team up here like they were supposed to? You think your boy Pruitt would have given him a game?
He ain't my boy. He's a Gump.
You just said you'd rather have Pruitt than Jimbo. You think Pruitt would have outcoached him? Think we would have beaten Texas A&M last week?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What do you mean you don't know?
Come on. Just be real for half a second. Can you even do that?
It's hard.
You don't know?
Oh,
you
it's think, hard.
You think we would have gone toe-to-toe? No, they would have murdered us. They would have annihilated us.
I don't know. You never know. Bailey might have gotten out there and hummed the tater around some.
Hey, you don't even believe it now. You're just making noise come out your mouth. Speaking of noise, that's loud. Take a quick time out. Darren on the Twitter machine says, could Bear expound on the difference between normal naps and naps on live radio, please?
Darren, go to hell.
Also, is it wrong to pull for catastrophe tomorrow? Not only to lose, but maybe disastrous issues. What would be disastrous issues?
God, I don't know. No, you never.
Like, you're like Pruitt's headphones, his mask catches fire or something. Like, wait. Somebody, they spill all the Gatorade and there's no water.
No.
Uniform malfunctions. So that's what he said. Disastrous issues.
What the hell's a disaster? No, you never want disastrous issues.
Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio, back with more after this.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues. Rosalie Bear cruise along with you on a beautiful Friday afternoon, rapidly becoming Friday evening here on The Drive. Jason on the Twitter machine says we should have hired Tom Herman, dude. He's the one.
Isn't he getting ready to get blowed out and ask the question at Texas?
He's 5-2. He's 8-5 last year, 10-4 the year before, 7-6 the year before.
Yeah, those people in Texas are not. They aren't paying him to be 5-2.
He's 30-17 in four years there. I mean,
they expect to be in the playoffs. They're going after Urban Meyer.
I guess we could have two fired Texas coaches.
I
I wouldn't want Herman.
We could do worse than Tom Herman. Like, I mean, he did, he's very experienced as a head coach, a great run at Houston, and just couldn't beat. Is he basically the Texas version of Harbaugh? He's got a pretty good record. He's putting up 9-10 win seasons, but he just can't beat their biggest rival.
Right.
And that ultimately is a killer for him.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't mind, man. If Gannon Freeze, I'd be cool with Tom Herman, but rather have Freezes. That's just me. We should have hired Mac Brown when we hired Pruitt. Charlie Strong is meh. Herman has it. He just needs a defense. That's what Jason Mitchell says on Twitter. Well, needs a defense. Unfortunately, that's a pretty big thing. You got to have one, right?
It's pretty key.
It's critical.
It's critical.
One might say.
It's critical.
Yeah, I don't know about hiring Mac Brown. I mean, he has done a nice job, putting a spark into the North Carolina situation. But I was looking at him, kind of like Cutcliffe. It's like, yeah, he would have ran a nice program here, but would he have taken us where we want to go? I think Hugh Freeze could take us where we want to go. I think he'd take us back to that 9-10 win level. Are we beating our biggest rivals? Not necessarily, not all the time, but occasionally beating them enough. And DJ, two growlers, you got to be careful.
Two-fisted.
That'll be a big way to put all that weight back on there, buddy. Hit that treadmill tomorrow, all right? Good to see you, buddy. Looking good.
Nice.
Bears checking out your calves.
Shut your mouth, Russ, for a slap. Across the face, right here in front of Andy and Bears.
Oh, he's stout.
Yeah.
Pretty stout. 865-546-8200. Let's get T-Carp in here next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Hey, man. Fellers, with our struggles this year as a Tennessee program in football, and honestly, one of our big struggles on defense being the linebackers being able to cover tight ends over the middle, slot receivers, or anything like that. Is it, without a doubt, more evident that if Furman would have been able to play Tennessee, George Quarles would have come in there and whipped Tennessee's rear end? Is it more evident now to you guys that wasn't just Pablum that I was speaking?
Well, here's the thing, T-Carp. If we are existing in the world where Tennessee would have played Furman, you're in the world where we would have played Charlotte. And based off the fact that we beat South Carolina on the road to open the season, I'm assuming we would have beaten Charlotte. And then who was the second game? So it was Oklahoma. So we probably wouldn't have won there. And then we would have come back and played Furman the third game of the year?
Third game of the year after getting decimated by Oklahoma.
I don't know if we've been decimated, but I think we would have lost. I think Tennessee would have beaten them. Listen, I love George Quarles. I think you're a little bit biased.
A little biased. I'll give a little bit of bias.
But, I think he would have schemed us up, and I don't think we would have shut him out or anything like that, but we would have beaten Furman in a normal season.
No, their defense couldn't have handled Tennessee's offensive line. I will say that. Speaking of Maryville and all that, Dobbins-Bennett tonight, boys. Who you got? Maryville, Dobbins-Bennett.
Hard to pick against unbeaten Maryville in the playoffs. They've been there before. This is what they do. This is what you guys do, T-Carp. And Dobbins-Bennett is a fine football team, but I think their season comes to an end tonight.
Bear, what do you say?
Bear is so mad about your George Quarles thing. He just put down his headphones and walked away.
I figured as much. He wasn't saying
I'm not even kidding. He literally put his headset down and walked away.
That's the thing is, I know he did.
Soft.
Anyway, y'all be good. I won't waste any more of any of y'all time. Y'all, thank you.
All right. Thank you, T-Car. Appreciate it. 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon on the show, be sure to give us your crown pick of the week. Give us your score prediction for Tennessee and Auburn tomorrow. Closest prediction going to win. Fabulous gifts and prizes. Gift cards from Crack Cleaners and Qdoba. Go on to Facebook.com/TheDrive with Russell Smith and give us your score prediction for the game to win fabulous gifts and prizes. We got the smoker's corner over here. And like, could you at least take that downwind? Yeah, grief. Outrage. And people all worried about getting COVID as they're sucking on the cancer sticks. And so, oh, now D.C. Coltrane's here. Oh, we got a full-on party outside the Food City here. The Food City folks are like, where did all these people come from? And hanging out outside. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Voluntary reaction tomorrow presented by our friends at Terrapin Beer Company. Now, Westchester got the you had the Dreamsicle. Which one do you have? You got the Mexican Chocolate Imperial Moohoo and the Mango Dreamsicle IPA. 8%. Ooh, that put some hair on your chest. All right, you enjoy that. We're going to have a couple of Sixers in studio with us tomorrow night during voluntary reaction. Let's see if I can keep drunk Dave out of that for at least the first hour or so. He doesn't have to spend the night in the station again. That was kind of a mess. Soon as the game is over, we'll be live on your Fan Run app taking your phone calls. Going to be a late one tomorrow. 7 o'clock kickoff, so we'll be with you around 10:30, 11 p.m. until all your calls are answered. Voluntary reaction presented by Terrapin Beer Company as soon as the Vols and Auburn are done tomorrow night. Stay with us. Hour number three of The Drive coming up. We'll hit the top five at five when we continue next here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.